from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindl, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. It's not always fun to stroll down memory lane, is it, when you have to hear a clip like that? It really sets you up, kind of puts you in a bad mood. Like, just brings back all those memories.
Sorry, that was not my intention.
I know. You're just doing your job over there, trying to come up with good throwback Thursdays. But I do like to, most of the funny ones, I love the gurgle noise. That one's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. We've been talking Padres baseball all morning. Kind of a bummer of a loss last night, certainly. But some good news, I think, that we can talk about for the San Diego Padres. Kevin Acey's newsletter this morning was talking about, you know, the game last night, and Profar's quotes I thought were great. And I thought Schilt had some great quotes, too, about trusting his team. But little nugget buried in there, Benny. Did you see the nugget? I like nuggets.
I am looking at a nugget right now involving Ha-Sung Kim's return.
So that's one nugget.
Yeah.
That's one nugget. But the other nugget was about Fernando Tatis Jr. And he's expected, I think, and I'm scrolling for it, but I did see.
Okay, so he took dozens of at-bats against minor league pitchers on Tuesday in Peoria.
Yeah.
In the cage yesterday. And is scheduled to face pitchers again today in simulated game situations. Padres still haven't ruled out a brief rehab assignment. But, Kevin Acey writes, this workload appears to be trending toward his not having one. The expectation is that Tatis could be back in right field for the Padres next week.
That's a good nugget.
Tasty. So, I don't know, does that mean Monday when they return home? Does that mean Wednesday after the off day? My guess would be one of those two, possibly, if everything goes well the next few days.
Now, I'm going to the game Thursday and Saturday. I would love to see the return of Fernando Tatis Jr. I would love to see him back in that lineup, you know, firmly put in there. Do you, if you're Schilt and Preller, and you're holistically creating your lineup, do you give him a little bit of a breather? You know, maybe put him at, like, not a breather, but like, ease him in a little bit. He's just two hole right back in it, man. Get it, you know, get after it. The way that Jurickson has been scuffling a little bit, is it dependent on what happens the next week? And, you know, I do think Crony maybe slides down a little bit. But where do you stick that kid day one back in the lineup? You just want to tell him, like, hey, man, you're our superstar. You were playing really well before you got hurt. You're in the two. You're in the three, whatever it may be.
I like the idea of putting him back maybe at two, dropping Jurickson to three, dropping Crony down somewhere in the order.
Manny four.
I mean, I think, you know, your best lineup, if you're really not worried about personalities, you might even want to put a lefty at fifth after Manny.
Yeah, how about Jackson Merrill?
And you can move Jackson up, and then Xander sixth, and then Crony seven.
100%.
It gives you a ton of length in your lineup.
Yep.
And then you could have, you know, Ha-Sung Kim eighth and Higgy ninth or something like that once everybody's back.
And we talked to...
That moves a lot of people out of where they've been and been successful and been comfortable for a while. So, you know, you want to have the minimal disruption.
It moves Profar. Who's scuffling and has, you know, admitted, I'm a little bit gassed. I'm trying to figure out. I'm learning about myself was the quote in there. You move him. You still want him at three. I mean, look, everybody right now is clamoring for Jackson Merrill in the three hole. And we talked to so many former players. We talked to Adam Jones about it. I think we talked to Booney about it. We talked to Tony Gwynn Jr. about it. And, you know, he attributes a lot of Jackson's success this year being able to hit 6-7, right? Like, being, it's a different mindset. It's a different mentality. I think, you know, you always want your best players in the best position. I'd be down to see. I'd certainly be down to see. I mean, he has hit some gotten some huge knocks off some elite pitching, some elite relievers in clutch situations. You want your best guys getting the most ABs. And that,
well, then do you move Manny up to 3?
Because of how hot he is
right
now?
Yeah, and get him more at-bats.
Maybe.
Than he's currently getting in the 4 slot.
Maybe.
But then you've got a right-handed issue at the top if Tatis is out there.
Yeah, but remember how we started the season. You know, I mean, there was, I just, the matchups as far as our side goes, I don't know what the splits are team-wise. I know, again, they've still struggled a little bit against lefties. They've gotten much better than they were. Does it really matter at this point if you're stacked 2 righties back-to-back? I just don't know. I mean, obviously you want a balanced lineup, and they have the personnel to do it almost every day. They absolutely have the personnel to do it. But I think if Profar continues to scuffle a little bit, you know, maybe he would benefit from going down a little bit. And you know, he's been so clutch. He's been so good all year.
I wouldn't put him below 5th, though.
No, and I don't think he would. I don't think any of these guys are going to take it personally. All we hear about is buy-in right now. Buy-in, 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 buy-in. I mean, things are going to have to change in the next. They're going to change in the playoffs, certainly. They're going to change down the stretch, and I think that's okay. And I think we have the right guys, finally, in that clubhouse to say, we'll do it. Yeah, whatever you need to do, for the most part, you know, short of moving a defensive position now in the middle of the season, I think short of that, Benny, I think everybody would be game for it.
Now, I mentioned Ha-Sung Kim, and just a reminder that his replacement, Mason McCoy, is going to join us in 24 minutes.
Yep.
Supposed to call us from St. Louis. A little pregame conversation with Padres shortstop. Now, today is actually, I didn't realize this, today is the day that Ha-Sung Kim is eligible to return from the 10-day injured list. Yesterday was his 10th day on the IL. Got hurt on August 18th in Colorado. So he could be activated today. He won't be, though. According to, again, the newsletter, he's feeling better. It's not like day-to-day, and he's going to get back, but he's day-to-day in the sense that he's making recoveries. He's able to increase his intensity of his throwing and his swings, according to Mike Schilt. We're clearly not going to push him, but he's making positive strides. So it looks like it's going to at least be a few more days for Ha-Sung Kim. He's not going to be activated instantly today, because when he got hurt, remember, there was talk, maybe we don't even put him on the injured list, and then they decide, well, let's not rush him and give him those full 10 days, but he could be back right after the 10 days. Well, now it's going to be maybe 2 weeks total, at least another couple of days before Ha-Sung Kim does return.
You know, listening to Schilt in the postgame last night, he didn't sound super confident in that, you know, of him coming back really today, tomorrow, the next day. He just didn't sound super. He's like, he's getting better. You know, we're not going to rush him. And I do think, you know, having the really solid addition of Mason McCoy, who has really just blown me away, man, with his defensive prowess and his ability to get on base and, you know, just kind of keep his head down and do his job every day, find a way to do something to help the team win. I think that lightens the need to rush Ha-Sung Kim back. And I think Ha-Sung Kim is obviously the better player, but I right now, there's no reason to rush him back, just like there's really been no reason to rush Fernando Tatis Jr. back. Had they not gone on, Benny, the second half run, we'd be in here every day going, why? Let's go, man. We need you. You know, get back, get back. They've really been able to not only weather the storm, but cruise through the storm of some of these injuries with Joe, with you, with Toddy.
And then the Yu Darvish update, he threw what was described as an intense bullpen yesterday, expected to make a rehab start in the minor leagues later this week. So figure like probably 3 days from now, throws a bullpen or a start in the minors, which means he's trending toward maybe even returning at some point next week or the end of next week to make a start for the San Diego Padres.
So, I love it, man.
So those are their injury updates. I mean, you say there's no reason to hurry anybody back. If you want to win the division, you are running out of time to catch up to the Dodgers. You lost a game last night as the Dodgers beat the Orioles, so you're now 4 games back in the NL West. You lost a game to the Diamondbacks, so you're a game behind Arizona in the fight for the wild card.
You know what happened last night? Corbin Carroll, who's been as hot as any human being on the planet. You see that last night, Edwin Diaz?
What I saw they were down, and I went to bed.
What a week. Timmy Trumpets, Paulie, got us again last night and served it up. I have seen people saying, I want to make... Yeah, here we go. Timmy Trumpets comes into the game.
It was fun when we were the one hitting the walk-off home.
Yeah, super fun. Loved it. terrible pitch to Corbin Carroll, who just deposited it. Grand slam. Diamondbacks win.
Now, the good news is they beat the Mets, who are the first team that could catch the Padres, you know, and knock someone out of the playoffs. So they remain six games back. Padres, while I say they're running out of time to catch the Dodgers, it's tough to catch up four games in 27 remaining that the Padres have. It's even tougher to catch up six games in 27 remaining, which is now what the Mets would have to do to pass the Padres.
You got three.
We talked about it earlier. I'm not worried about the Mets.
But you got, I'm not really either. You got three.
I want the Diamondbacks to lose.
Three against the Dodgers still. And you own the tiebreaker between the Dodgers because you won the season series. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you, but there's still no reason to rush guys that aren't ready to come back. You know, especially when the guys that are filling in for them in Mason, like Mason McCoy, is doing a fine job.
The Atlanta Braves also won yesterday, so they pulled a game closer to the Padres in the wild card standings.
Where are they at right now?
They're two games back of the Padres.
Oof.
But now, if they pass you, you've just gone from second to third.
Right.
Which isn't actually the worst thing. Second might be the worst place to finish, because then you probably have to go to Arizona to face that red-hot Diamondbacks team. If you finish third in the wild card, then you go to the third division champion, which would right now be the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep.
Good team, but you've won the season series against the Brewers, and maybe not quite as playoff formidable as a Diamondbacks team that went to the World Series last year. So you're not really worried about, you know, the Braves catching you. I agree with you. The goal here is still catching the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, and trying to win the division, at the very least, get home field advantage in that first round of the playoffs by being the first wild card team.
Yeah, Brandon makes a good point. Dodgers, D-backs play this week. Either way, you gain ground on one of them each day, assuming
you win.
You take care of your own business in Tampa. And that's the thing, is it's laid out there for you.
You have to win either the next four or three of the next four. Otherwise, you're guaranteed to gain no ground, maybe even lose ground on a team.
Yep.
So this next five-game stretch, with the end of this series, the three, and then the one more between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers on Monday, you'll kind of know by the time we come back from the holiday weekend on Tuesday morning, the standings will tell us what we really can expect the rest of the season. Are you just trying to clinch a playoff spot? Are you trying to win a division?
Oh, wait,
are you going for...
Does that mean you're going to be doing magic numbers on Tuesday?
Possibly, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm
you could be...
September.
Depending on where it goes. We'll be in September. We may be in the teens when it comes to magic numbers by then. So that might be the day where you start looking at it.
Now, last year, you liked run differential. This year, somebody made the very astute point on Twitter. This year's Benism is expected ERA. He's really been pounding the XERA.
And the XBA. Expected batting average on balls in play.
And then on Tuesday, we'll pivot
to
magic
numbers.
This is great. Every year, there's a new... You're not alone, though. I did see our beloved Sheila Seidler the other day tweet. She was fishing. And I think it looked like she was fly fishing. And she's like, I'm casting, thinking about the value of run differential. Anyone else do that? And I almost fell over in my chair. I was like, I know a guy that does it and did it. Did it for 162 games all of last season.
Now, there's nothing unusual about the Padres' run differential this year.
No.
They're plus 68. Their record is 76-59. Based on their run differential, you would expect their record to be 75-60. So they are essentially one game better than you would expect based on their run differential. That is statistically negligible.
Yeah.
Not really that important.
Which is all we begged for this year. Last year, the statistically anomaly the entire year.
Yes. I was hoping to get to this point of statistical normality.
Correct.
Because this is what you would expect.
Correct. When you outscore
your opponents, you should have a winning record. Last year, the Padres, about this time, had about the same run differential, yet were 8 games or whatever under 500.
Yeah.
That made no sense whatsoever. You should be 16, 17 games above 500 with this run differential, not under 500.
I would like a statistical normalcy t-shirt. And I will wear it. And I'll get you one.
That doesn't always work out that way.
Uh-uh, it doesn't.
But most times it does.
Yep. And they're back to where they need to be. So
correct.
All right.
Got to remind everybody, didn't say it earlier, but we still have that sounder for the Kansas tickets to give away at some point between now and the end of the show. If you hear our sounder,
this is going to be "Carry On My Wayward Son." There'll be truth when you are gone.
Not now, but the next time you hear that, you call in 833-288-0973 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Kansas at Humphreys on September 22nd. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. So the next time you hear that, Paulie will play it whenever he feels good and ready to play it. You can call in for your chance to win. All right, we are awaiting Mason McCoy's call. Could be coming up either at the end of the next segment or at the start of the following segment, so got to play it by ear for the next few minutes. Bear with us. After traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we're just kind of in standby mode for Mason McCoy. Supposed to call in about 7 minutes. We'll see if the timing works out well, but looking forward to getting to know the Padres shortstop, at least shortstop for now. Haven't seen a lineup for today's game, but I would imagine he is back in there. While we've got a couple of minutes, Woods, a couple of other results from yesterday. The Guardians finally beat the Royals 7-5, retaking first place in the AL Central. That's quite the divisional race right now. And the Twins are not out of it either, so it's kind of a three-team race at the top. Astros shut out the Phillies 10-0.
Dude.
Jordan Alvarez, 3 home runs.
Did you see the Bryce Harper play at first? You rarely see that guy fall asleep on the job. I think this was yesterday. I'm 99% sure. Altuve was on third. Harper was holding a guy on first. They do the pickoff over to first base, catches it, goes for the tag, and then just sits there. His back, like he does the tag, his back, Altuve sees he's not looking, he's not even aware, steals home. Bryce Harper completely caught, dead asleep. The gritty leader, Bryce Harper, has never done anything wrong. I love Bryce Harper. This fits my agenda, though. Okay, so that's full disclosure. But yeah, they got smoked yesterday. They're scuffling a little bit, Benny.
So they fall a game behind the Dodgers for the race for the number one seed right now in the National League. The Brewers are 2.5 games behind the Phillies and Dodgers, and then the Brewers, Phillies, then Brewers, then Diamondbacks, Padres, and Braves. And the Brewers did beat the Giants 5-3 yesterday with 6 shutout innings from Freddy Peralta. Now, I did not see this. Paulie put it in our rundown, though, that Blake Snell, according to Bleacher Report, is expected to now opt out of his contract with the Giants. The one-year option deal that he signed late in spring training and joined San Francisco. It was kind of a question after he got off to such a rough start this year whether he might want to come back and play another season for the Giants and then see if he could hit free agency. But after his no-hitter and solid second half of the year, the prevailing thinking is now Blake Snell will hit the market again in free agency this offseason. And
leaving $30 million-ish on the table, right? Just a one-year deal. Man, that's a tough one. I mean, yeah, he's obviously going to believe in himself, but he's going to want to get somewhere where he can do the full spring training and all that. It really set him back early. Such a late starter anyway.
I mean, he's still pretty much a $30 million a year guy. Yeah. Just, he wants that longevity.
Yeah. So he would have earned $30 million, but $15 million of it was going to be deferred a couple of years if he opted in with the Giants. So 15 now, 15, I think, 3 or 4 years from now, which is not bad. And I don't know that he'll get 30 like next year from any team that signs him. But
for a multi-year.
What you want is, you know, multiple years, probably averaging in the 25 range. And you'll feel pretty good about that if you're Blake Snell. The question is there a team? He's a year older. Is there a team that's willing to commit to Blake Snell long-term? And could the San Diego Padres be one of those teams that is interested? They talked to the Giants at the trade deadline about Blake Snell. They were certainly willing to have those conversations. I don't think their opinion of Blake Snell has changed at all. Simply the price tag that's been the concern. This year with the, you know, trying to get under the luxury tax number, and he just, there was no way he was going to fit into the Padres' plans this year. Does that change after next year? Does it change with money coming off the books following the 2025 season? You're no longer paying Eric Hosmer's contract after next year, and you'll have a little more money to play with. Is that the kind of guy that you want to allocate that money toward?
Well, and it was total just speculation, but Bleacher Report had their top 10.
Yeah.
San Diego Padres were the number one team.
Number one team.
One.
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
I would have said maybe 5 or 6.
We've had this conversation, I feel. We just rewind the tape 6 months ago or whatever. I
would have loved to acquire him at the deadline.
100%.
Knowing he was going to opt out.
Knowing
prorated
pitching,
price.
Pitching well.
And all of that. That tells me, okay, yeah, we're all in.
Yeah.
We'll get an ace like that. But when I saw it, like, I was like, really? Offseason, like a long-term contract. I go,
is that speculation? It's just
all
pure speculation. They don't
sports
know
radio.
Guessing.
Fodder.
I mean,
it's guessing. Educated
you
guess.
Take your, you know that the Padres like him. You know that they were interested in him 2 months ago. You know he was successful in San Diego. You know he's the kind of player who likes to be comfortable
when now.
Where he goes. And he has been on the record saying extremely comfortable in San Diego. Would not have left had he been able to get anywhere kind of the offer that he got somewhere else. But it wasn't going to work out this year. So I certainly see a scenario where Blake can come back. What we don't know, and we probably will never know, even now, the Padres have not ever admitted publicly that they were trying to get under the luxury tax number. Now, their actions have made it extremely obvious what the plan was to start the season, but never once did A.J. Preller or Eric Grubner or Eric Kotsenda, when asked about it in spring training, say that we are trying to lower payroll to the point that we do not have to pay luxury tax penalties and endure the other penalties that come with going over that tax limit, the draft pick penalties, everything else, international signing bonus pool, all of those things. But their actions have told us that that was the strategic approach to the payroll for 2024. Put the best possible team you can together, but keep it under that number, $237 million or whatever it is for your luxury tax number. Spend whatever you want under that. Put the best team you can possibly on the field for right up to that, but don't go over that number. And they still haven't said that.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
We've got Paulie will answer the phone. So what is the plan for next season? We'll never know.
Well,
they won't tell us.
They're in full cost-cutting mode right now. They're fringe contender. They've just unloaded Taylor Rogers, Tyro Estrada. So, they could end up keeping those guys if nobody claims them, but they've all been put on waivers as well.
All right, we ready to go? Paulie's still talking to him, but we will continue the discussion about Blake Snell, future salaries for the San Diego Padres, and where they might go in 2025. But right now, we go out to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, where we are joined by the shortstop for your San Diego Padres. And I imagine that sounds pretty good to Mason McCoy, who is with us right now on 97.3 The Fan. Mason, you're on with Ben and Woods and Paul back here in San Diego. How are you doing this morning?
I'm a little sleepy just from the amount of people that are here from my town. But, no, I'm good. I couldn't do better.
Man, there's so much I want to ask you. I mean, there's so much. Obviously, you know, we know your story, 29-year-old rookie coming up and not only coming up and, you know, seeing how the other half lives. I know you had a cup of coffee with Toronto, but coming here and saying, all right, you're in there, man, and go make plays. You made a spectacular play last night. How has it been? Give me some stark differences between minor league life and life in the big leagues.
I think the separation between those two is so drastic that there's not really like one specific thing. I mean, you can just go from the flights to the gear you get, to the stadiums, to the fans. I mean, there's so much difference between the two, but I think the biggest thing for me is just the want and the drive to win every game. You know, in the minor leagues, it's all about the development. It's all about, you know, hey, we want you to do this or try to do this today, whatever it may be. And the winning kind of gets lost in the shuffle, if you will. But that was like the first thing. I think that was one of the first things I said. It might have been deceased on the bench, was like, you kind of forget not how to win, but you forget like what it's like to play to win and how much fun that is. So right when I got here, that was like the big switch from the minor leagues to, you know, the big leagues was like, you know, we're in a playoff push, but also, you know, we're trying to win every game. Every at bat matters. Getting on base matters. Making the plays matter. And that was something that I've had so much more fun playing the game just for that aspect of winning.
Yeah, and you definitely look like you're having fun. Now, you mentioned when you said some of the stark differences, the gear. And I had to ask you about your spikes because I have not seen, I haven't seen those. I'm like, he's got the Jeff Bagwell look, the black spikes, and I'm like, this is Mike Hampton, this is Jeff Bagwell, this is Brian Giles. I loved it, and I go, I gotta ask him. Now, Manny hasn't offered to give you one of his 7,000 pair of spikes yet.
No, I'm sure his feet are a little bit bigger than mine. I was in Oklahoma City on the road, so I had gray cleats and black cleats,
yep.
And that was about it. And you know, the El Paso is black, white, and red. So it was fine. Well, then I got here and I was like, oh no, you know, we're at home wearing white and brown. I'm like, this is not going to look good. And yeah, I just wrote it out. I was like, you know what, whatever, we're just going to ride with it. And I got, you know, we won, I got a hit and I'm like, well, we might as well do it again.
100%.
You know, it was working. And then we had the City Connect jerseys and I'm like, this is going to be even worse than the regular white stripe jersey. But we did it anyway and it was fine. It is what it is. But I got my white cleats back, so I got
nice.
I've been wearing those, luckily.
So the scouting report we got, you know, not knowing in time, we saw you a little bit in spring training, but, you know, great glove. I've been impressed, though, with the at-bats, how you've battled, drawn some walks, gotten, you know, your first major league hit and a couple more since then. What's it been like, you know, facing that major league quality pitching, and what has been kind of your strategy once you've gotten up here?
I think it's just understanding my role, right? So like if I told you, you know, we need you to hit extra base hits and homers, you may be more susceptible to taking bigger swings and chasing pitches just to get your best swing off. And knowing that, you know, my role, if you will, is just, you know, get on base, do what you can, put good at bats together, get on base, move guys, play the game, see what the game is doing, and just try to go off that. And so, you know, putting together those big ABs or working the walks, I think it helps me dial in a little bit better at the plate. I know what my purpose is. I know what my plan is when I get up to the plate. I'm not trying to do anything outside of that. And I'm, you know, I've been grateful enough to be up there and be putting together some good ABs.
Talking to Padres shortstop Mason McCoy here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I had to laugh the other night. I was watching the post-game interview with Manny, and you walked right in front of the camera, and he's like, hey, what? He's like, oh, don't worry, he's only been up a couple days. I mean, it comes with the territory. You walk in a clubhouse full of veterans, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, there's World Series rings in there. I mean, I'm 49. And when I go down to the ballpark on the field, I still kind of stand in awe. How has that been? How have the vets been treating you since you got there?
It's been awesome. I mean, I think the hardest thing is just learning routines, right? So I just get called up, and I'm trying to learn what the veterans guys' routines are, so I can kind of, you know, I'm allowed, like, I need to stay out of their way in a way where it's like, you know, if I have to get on the first bus to come hit in the cage, that's what I got to do. If I have to get here super early to get my work in, that's what I got to do. So it's just trying to learn routines. I think that's the toughest part. But yeah, when I walked in front of Manny, you know, this is the first time I've ever obviously been to Busch Stadium, but I only grew up 2 hours from here. So I had most of my town was here. So when I walked up the stairs, you know, I was just immediately like, oh, I got to go say hi to everybody, or at least, you know, thank everybody for coming. And was not even paying attention to the ride. I walked right in front of him. I'm like, oh, no, that's going to be a tough look. But that's right. You learn, right? You learn.
That's right.
Now, I'm definitely, when I come up the steps, I'm definitely constantly looking around to make sure I'm not walking in front of someone's interview.
Like, the game's hard enough, right? The game of baseball, it is. But now you're worried about, oh, God, I got to get there early, but I don't want to get there too early. Jackson Merrill has said it before. He's like, I had to sit in my car. To watch, you know, to play with him up the middle, and I'm sure you guys have been chatting it up and talking. And what do you see from Jackson Merrill? Because he feels like he's been in the league for 5 years right now, Mace.
Yeah, I think that's a big point. He has so much confidence. Unbelievable guy, but just his presence on the field and his presence up the bat and, you know, in the dugout, it's like he does seem like he's played in the big leagues for the last 5 years. Like, it's just him going out and playing the game. And that his persona, the way he carries himself, is just that of a veteran player, which is pretty special and pretty hard to see in someone as young as he is. Sometimes I forget that he is as young as he is.
Yeah, you got 8 years on that guy. That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
That's insane.
Yeah, crazy.
So I was looking it up. So Mason is a Washington guy, but not the Washington Huskies. Not Washington, D.C. Not even that Washington University in Missouri. Washington, Illinois. I had never heard of Washington, Illinois. Now, that's by Peoria is where you grew up?
Yeah. Yep, I grew up in Sunnyland, which is a little town like inside of Washington. But yeah, it's like I'm like 20, 25 minutes from Peoria. It's just a little town, a lot of cornfields, really, really tight-knit community. I think there's maybe 12, I don't know how many. When I first got there, I think there's maybe 10,000 people in the town total, but now it might be upwards of like 12 to 14.
So yeah, you know about corn.
So you know about corn. We've been talking about corn all week.
Yeah, the corn sweat that's made it so miserable in St. Louis this week. You know that phenomenon?
Oh, yeah, I know about it. I did tasseled for a year. I don't know if you know.
What is that? Like, no.
It's where you it's hired out work for like high school kids, grade school kids to make some money. And you go and you walk through the cornfields and you pull the tassels off the top of the corn. So it's like pull the corn down, pull the tassels off, you throw them on the ground. It basically helps them like repopulate for the next year. But it's like you get there at 4 a.m. and you're walking through cornfields till. You do it all in the morning and then you're done by noon, but they pay you really well. And so it's a good job. It's good money for somebody that's, you know, eighth grade, freshman, sophomore, high school, whatever it is. But it is miserable to walk through those cornfields and you're soaking wet and then it's humid. And I did it for 1 year and I was like, yeah, that's about enough for me. I don't think I want to do this again.
Would they take my six-year-old? Because he's been a bit of a disciplinary problem lately. I don't know that he's tall enough to reach up there and grab it, but I'm certainly willing to try, man. We have really enjoyed talking to you today.
How many of those 10,000 people are at the games in St. Louis watching you here?
I couldn't tell you. The first, I mean, I had teachers come out, coaches the first night. I have a ton of family that have been out. A lot of my teammates and friends. I had a teammate from when I went to University of Iowa drive down. But yeah, there's been a lot. I can't put into the words or number how many people, but the support has been overwhelming for sure.
Well, Mason, it was a pleasure to get to know you a little bit. Now, I did see the lineup has come out. Did you see the lineup already today?
Yeah, I'm not in there today.
All right, not in there today, but could still come in late in the game.
I mean,
you never know.
It's hot. It's humid. You may get in there. Just keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Mason. Mason McCoy, shortstop for your San Diego Padres. Yeah,
we did
get the lineup. I won't spoil it all. We'll give it to you when we come back. But Tyler Wade's going to get a start in there at shortstop today, after a few days, it's been a while. Makes some sense. Give him a chance back out there. Hopefully he can get it going, and hopefully Mason is ready later in the game if they need him. Pinch run, little defense at the end. Would not be surprised to see Mason McCoy contributing once again for the San Diego Padres, as he's done really well this past week with Ha-Sung Kim on the injured list. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you that lineup for the series finale against the St. Louis Cardinals. It is out, and more Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals. With contract and full-time workers from Express Employment, you get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. You know who's a very flexible member of the workforce?
Me.
Sam Levitt.
Oh.
No, you work the same hours every single day.
All right.
Sammy, not flexible either.
Sammy has to work all different hours all the time. He's here now, getting ready for an early pregame show today. EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 10:15.
Sitting out there in the dark, working on this computer. You can barely see him.
Yeah. The computer screen provides its own light.
It does, but I don't think that's healthy.
I don't think it's not healthy. Mm. I think he's fine. But we will we'll have Sammy at 10:15. I got that lineup for you. We will share it to you. A little overdue for traffic. So we'll get traffic and then your Padres lineup for Game 4 of the series against the Cardinals coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Mike Schilt submitting his lineup to face Sonny Gray of the St. Louis Cardinals in the final game of this four-game series. Here we go, leading off and playing first base today, Luis Arraez, batting second in left field, Jurickson Profar. Jake Cronenworth will play second base and hit third. Manny Machado, red hot, defense, hitting the ball well. He will bat cleanup and play third base. Your designated hitter today is Donovan Solano. Xander Bogaerts getting a day off, or at least the start of the game off. Donovan Solano will bat fifth. Jackson Merrill hitting sixth in center field. David Peralta is in right field hitting seventh. Kyle Higashioka behind the plate batting eighth. So day game after the night game for Higgy. Got the home run yesterday. And then Tyler Wade, as we mentioned, he will get the start at shortstop today.
Sorry,
and bat ninth.
What was that?
Start at shortstop is what I meant to say.
The sharding shorts. I've done it. So yeah. Sharding shortstop.
Yeah.
I've done it so many times. You don't want your shortstop to be a sharding shortstop.
No, it's the last thing you
At
least
want.
It wasn't Mason McCoy.
That's true.
That I said it about.
That's
after
true.
He did a nice appearance on our program. Just a couple of minutes ago. That was a lot of fun to get to know Mason McCoy.
Tyler Wade better not short today at short. We need him to have a, you know, one of those weighty games where he's in the mix,
something
doing something weird.
Randomly and, good for your San Diego Padres.
Exactly right.
I mean, could have scored the winning run in the game yesterday.
Yeah,
100%. He was sitting there at third base, just almost... Remember, he almost went for it.
Yeah, he did, dude.
On that pitch,
man.
That was spiked by Helsley. And I, you know what I loved about that? Is that he knew even with Jake and Manny up, that this was going to be tough to make contact off Helsley. So he was looking for a pitch in the dirt that maybe they could just steal the run there without having to even make contact.
I was praying for one.
And if that ball didn't go straight into what? Pajes's,
yep.
Straight into his chest protector and come straight down, Wade was ready to take that. And he would have scored.
Oh,
if
yeah.
that had bounced 5-6 feet away, he scores easily. with the jump that he was getting. But unfortunately, it was just right in front of the plate, and he could not go anywhere. Had to scramble his way back, just get back to make sure he didn't get picked off. But he was ready to score that that go-ahead run in the ninth inning, and he just had a little bit of daylight there to try to take home plate.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, probably smart to get Xander off his feet. He did look a little gassed last night as well, and not you know, he's falling back to earth after a really ridiculous start after he came off the injured list, Benny. Profar scuffling a little bit. You know, get some of these guys going. But, get Xander off his feet today. Try to win this game. Sonny Gray's a pretty tough competitor. He hasn't had a bad year by any stretch. And you know, he can be pretty nasty when he dials it up. So, yeah, they got their work cut out for him again, man. There's no easy ones, dude.
Didn't mention it, I think. Rye's a four-hit game. It's been a while. And he's still very much in the National League batting race, you know, for the third straight year trying to win
the
batting title. So as of this morning in the National League, he was batting with Ozuna, who had the lead. Right now it's Arise, 310, Marcell Ozuna, 309. So Luis moves back into first place in the National League batting race with the four-hit game yesterday. Trey Turner is third now at 305. And then it's Ketel Marte at 298, Shohei 291, Bohm at 291, Garcia Jr. of the Washington Nationals at 290, and then Jackson Merrill is eighth at 290 as well.
There we go.
And Jurickson's dropped down a little bit to 10th at 285. But three Padres still in the top 10 in your batting average lead in the National League.
Yep. All right. Well, this is not your best lineup that you can run out there, but it certainly is a capable lineup. Getting Donovan Solano some ABs, I think, is clutch.
And Michael King on the mound.
Yeah. Getting, how's the bullpen's going to be, you know, again, this is how it's going to be for the rest of the year. It's such a dicey proposition for Mike Schilt every single day, man, making sure, you know, that guys get a rest when they need it. But it's also really tempting to go to your guys when you need to get those three outs. And, you've seen it.
So now
Suarez down.
Suarez and Scott have pitched three of the last 4 days.
Correct.
Scott didn't pitch yesterday, but he had pitched the three before that. Pretty much everybody's been used. That inning from Sean Reynolds yesterday was pretty big.
Yeah.
Had a little control issues, couldn't get the slider command going, but got out of his jam that he got himself into, and that was a big inning to save some other bullets. So Jeremiah Estrada should be pretty fresh and ready to go. Brian Hoeing should be pretty fresh and ready to go.
How about a blowout?
That would be nice.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to push Michael King too far. You know, hopefully he can be somewhat efficient and give you six. And with a big lead, that would be the best way, obviously, to get through today's game. So, Paulie's got a Rondo report in our final hour. But coming up next, push back a little bit. Our Smart Baseball segment with Eno Saris from The Athletic is our Thursday edition of Ben and Woods continues on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.